from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
here is the news first, the headlines. President Prabowo returns to Jakarta after a three-day France visit, and BMKG warns of 4 meter waves in Indonesian waters through June 2nd. Here is the complete details. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto arrived in Jakarta via Halim Perdana Kusuma Air Base on Saturday, May 30th morning after concluding his state visit to Paris, France from May 27th to 29th. Prabowo landed aboard a presidential aircraft at 9:58 a.m. local time following his departure from France the previous day. Cabinet Secretary Wijaya said in a statement that the diplomatic engagements in Paris resulted in a range of deliverables, including 4 commercial deals encompassing energy security, trade, and defense cooperation. He noted that Prabowo and Macron also witnessed the establishment of the France-Indonesia High-Level Business Council, initiated by the Indonesian Chamber of Commerce and Industry, or CADIN, and Movement of the Enterprises of France, or MEDEF, International. Indonesia's Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency, or BMKG, has warned of waves reaching up to 4 meters in several Indonesian waters, posing risks to shipping safety. BMKG Director of Maritime Meteorology Eko Prasetyo said in a statement on Saturday that maritime transport operators, ship captains, and traditional fishermen should pay close attention to vessel safety limits from May 30 to June 2nd. Eko said fishing boats are vulnerable when operating in winds exceeding 15 knots and waves higher than 1.25 meters, while barges face high risk in winds above 16 knots and waves exceeding 1.5 meters. Safe operating conditions for ferries require wind speeds below 21 knots and waves of no more than 2.5 meters. Next news is coming from Indonesian Hajj pilgrims to begin return on June 1st. Indonesia's Hajj Organizing Committee is finalizing arrangements for the return of pilgrims starting June 1st, following the smooth completion of the peak Hajj rituals in Saudi Arabia. Inspector General of the Ministry of Hajj and Umrah, Dendi Suryadi, said the repatriation process will proceed in an orderly manner based on the departure schedule of pilgrimage groups from Indonesia. Dendi said in Mecca on Saturday that the return schedule serves as the primary basis for PPIH in preparing operational arrangements, including flight schedules, bus transfers to airports, and hotel services. Although adjustments may be required on the ground, Dendi said any changes would be measured and are expected to affect no more than 20% of the original schedule. Let's moving on to our next news, where Indonesia adds colon cancer screening to free health checkup program. The Health Ministry has included screening for colorectal cancer, also known as colon cancer, in the National Free Health Checkup Program for individuals age 45 and over who are considered at high risk. Deputy Minister of Health Dante Saxono Harbuwono said on Saturday that colorectal cancer is a national health challenge as the majority of patients presents to health facilities in advanced stages. Harbuwono emphasized that colorectal cancer is a pressing global oncology issue, with at least 1.9 million new cases recorded each year, making it the third most common cancer worldwide. Religious Affairs Minister Nasaruddin Umar called on Buddhists to commemorate Vesak Day 2570 BE as a momentum to strengthen their commitment to spreading kindness, fostering unity, and promoting world peace. He said the theme of Vesak 2026, Dharma Maintaining World Peace, is highly relevant to the current global situation. Umar explained on Sunday that Dharma is not merely a religious teaching, but also a guiding principle that helps people remain steadfast in the values of truth, morality, and wisdom amid the challenges of modern times. According to the minister, the spirit of maintaining world peace begins within each individual. Therefore, the value of compassion serves as an essential foundation for fostering harmony within families, communities, nations, and the global community. Next news is on the state visit of Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto to France, generated for commercial deals worth $3.5 billion, or equal to 61.25 trillion rupiahs, strengthening bilateral relationship between two countries. According to a statement by the Government Communications Agency, or BAKOM, on Saturday, Indonesian Minister of Investment and Downstream Development Rosan Ruslani informed the agreements were reached at the launch of France-Indonesia High-Level Business Council on Thursday. Furthermore, the Indonesia-France Business Council targets a threefold increase in bilateral trade in 2035 by strengthening cooperation between Kadin and the movement the Enterprises de France International. Let's moving on to Indonesian Tourism Minister Widianti Putri Wardana pressed for the implementation of environmental, social, and governance principles to strengthen the competitiveness of the tourism industry and support Indonesia's sustainable tourism transformation. Wardana noted on Saturday that amid growing investor attention toward sustainability, the implementation of ESG has become key in attracting global investment and partnerships to the tourism sector. She added that global investors and partners no longer look solely at economic factors, but also at environmental sustainability, social impact, and good governance. These include the development of environmentally friendly infrastructure, the revitalization of tourist destinations, and various environmental recovery programs and carrying capacity assessments for tourism areas. Last but not least, we have news from Vesak Celebration Boost Tourism Creative Economy. Deputy Minister of Creative Economy Iren Umar said on Saturday that the series of Vesak Day celebrations at Mendut and Borobudur temples in Magelang District, Central Java, not only serves as a religious observance for Buddhists, but also helps drive the creative economy and tourism sector. According to her, the events have generated positive economic impacts on local businesses, including hotels, homestays, restaurants, and coffee shops. Iren said the surge in hotel occupancy during the Vesak celebration, although challenging, reflects strong public interest in the event. She added that homestays in surrounding areas have also benefited from the increased numbers of visitors. The culmination of the Vesak celebration is scheduled to take place at Borobudur Temple on Sunday, with tens of thousands of Buddhists from across Indonesia expected to participate in the sacred event. Well, listener, that was news from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Listeners, today Music Corner present a song by Hanindia. Hanindia Chitaningtyas, better known as Hanindia, is a talented young Indonesian singer born on February 21, 2001. She just released her latest work entitled Obade Untuk Ibu. This song tells the story of a child's love, sacrifice, and gratitude towards a mother who always struggles selflessly. In its lyrics, this song describes how a mother often hides her tiredness and anxiety for the sake of her children's future, as if everything was fine. According to Hanin, Obade for Mother is best listened to when longing for mother amid busyness, especially for those who are far from their mother. The song Obade for Mother involves a number of musicians in its production process. Aris Nur Iskandar and Tito P. Sonardi act as writers and songwriters, while the music arrangement is handled directly by Tito P. Sonardi. Listeners, this is Obade for Mother by Hanindia. Enjoy.
Malam semakin larut dan dingin, namun tak pernah membuatmu tertidur. Lihat lelah di matamu, melukiskan lelah hatimu yang kau coba sembunyikan dariku. Tak lelah kau arungi dunia demi impian dan masa depanku. Selalu kau coba kesahanmu, seakan semua baik-baik saja. Ku panjatkan doaku, ibuku, panjang usiamu dan bersamaku selalu.
Bersamaku selalu. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
World Cup is coming! know better everything about the World Cup. From big moments that make you go, wait, what? To facts you might have missed. Soccer Fiesta.
Soccer Fiesta.
Quick and fun World Cup trivia. Available every day on voinews.id, RRA Digital, and YouTube VOI Official. Soccer Fiesta.
Did you know that throughout the history of the World Cup, there have always been iconic celebrations? Here are three of them. First, David Beckham in 2002. He scored a penalty against Argentina and celebrated by kissing the England badge, a truly emotional moment of redemption. Then there is Robbie Keane in 2002. His celebration was simple but iconic. He pretended to be Robin Hood, starting with a cartwheel and then mimicking pulling a bow and arrow. Simple, but very memorable. Lastly, Bebeto in 1994. After scoring, he celebrated as if he were rocking a baby. It turned out he had just welcomed a child. So it wasn't just about football, but also personal happiness.
Soccer Fiesta.
Mati satu, tak tumbuh lagi. Setelah kau beranjak pergi, sulit untukku membuka hati lagi. Sendiri lebih baik. Mati satu, tak tumbuh lagi. Takkan ku tulis cerita lain jika bukan dirimu pemeran utamanya. Tak yakin kan sempurna. Ku takkan mampu gantikan dirimu, lupakan semua saat kau temukan lagi jiwaku di raga yang lain. Ku akan tersenyum untukmu dan sembunyi menangis untukku. Mati satu, tak tumbuh lagi. Takkan ku tulis cerita lain jika bukan dirimu pemeran utamanya. Tak yakin kan sempurna sampai ku menutup mata. Sosokmu lah yang paling nyata. Ku takkan mampu gantikan dirimu, lupakan semua tentangmu hingga saat kau temukan lagi jiwaku di raga.
aku tidak kaya lain, ku akan tersenyum untukmu dan sembunyi menangis untukku.
Voice of Indonesia.
Here is keyword of the day. No wrath is more influential than a good role model. A quote by Cut Nyadin. Cut Nyadin is an Indonesian national hero. Her spirit for independence never flickered in front of the enemy, even when she was sick. Cut Nyadin always upheld her principles and belief in Islam. That's keyword of the day from Voice of Indonesia.
Soccer Fiesta.
Did you know football has the power to bring people together? Yes, it really does. In Indonesia, watching football together has become a special way to build connection and togetherness. We call it Nobar, short for Nonton Bareng, which means watching a match together, not in a stadium, but through a live broadcast on TV. From cities to villages, people gather in all kinds of places, on house terraces, in small community spaces, just to enjoy the game side by side. It's not always on a television either. Sometimes, to get a bigger view, they use projectors and screen the match onto a large white surface. And because of time differences with the countries hosting the matches, these gatherings often happen late at night, even lasting until early morning. But that's part of what makes it so special. Watching together makes every moment more exciting, especially when a goal is scored and the whole place erupts in celebration. In the end, Nobar is more than just watching a game together. It's about coming together, sharing joy, and celebrating connection through football.
Whoa! Soccer Fiesta.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
We can.
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, we know money as a medium of exchange that has important value in our everyday life. Money has been used as a tool in economic activity from ancient times until now. Money keeps being used. Actually, before humans knew money, they just understood the term of barter. Now, barter has begun to disappear over the times when people know money as a medium of exchange. Every tribe in Indonesia has a value of its own currency, which has been agreed as a medium of exchange. Similarly, the tribes in Papua, they recognize money as the exchange rate, either in the form of coins, slugs, metal, or stone that has been defined or agreed upon as a means of exchange in transaction. One of the tribes in the southern region of Papua who has known the money as the exchange rate is Muyu. Muyu people are indigenous Papuans who live and prosper in the regency of Boven Digul. In the past, the ancestors of Muyu lived around the river located in the northeast of Merauke. The word of Muyu is originated from the clan of Muyan, or another version called by the locals Okmuy or Muy River. Finally, the word Muyu was changed its name by a Catholic missionary who came from the Netherlands. Muyu tribes are hard, dynamic, and passionate workers. They also refer as Kati, whose meaning is real human, because it is formed by nature. Well, listener, let's listen to the explanation of traditional leader, Mr. Timo Anuk, as follows.
Orang Muyo itu sendiri punya nama asli itu ada, yang namanya Kati. Kati.
Hi, Muyo tribes themselves have the original name as Kati. Kati means there are people, they are people. The Muyo people themselves say it's North Muyo people. Based on the boundaries of the administrative territory, they are districts. So, Warokwa district is North Muyo. They call Kati if the main districts consisting of some villages, clans, and existing families are located in South District or Mindip Tana district, which is called Kai, which means Kati. It's really, really original. For example, Katu Kai means a real human, not a devil or fake human being. It is a true human, because human beings use common sense to do anything that could help to speak politely. Their ethical manners in communicating, for example, Koi. Koi is not a man, it is unclear man. All people used to say that. Nah, Muyo itself is divided into Southern Muyo, Northern Muyo, East Muyo, and West Muyo. The West Muyo people are those who live between along the edge of Kau River and plains on the Kau River.
Muyo region is a hilly area with gravel and rocks bordering the region that consists of various sub-tribes and various dialects that have different meanings. Some villages are adjacent to the neighboring country, Papua New Guinea, with a very small area and low population number. However, they live and spread in almost all regions. Hilly and natural conditions make their living as farmers. For Muyo people, family is paramount, especially those related to social and economic aspects. The nuclear family consists of father, mother, and several children. They show an important role, especially in matters of the house, the ruler of the land, and property. In general, Muyo people inhabit houses made of wood, nibung leaves, very high stage house between 4 and 6 meters, and there is a tree house whose function allows them to anticipate in a variety of coming dangers. Listener, since long time ago, Muyo has already used the barter system in trading. Thus, it is very attractive to those who have the means to pay so-called ot. Ot is often used as a payment and a medium of exchange in babai that holds a party. To search for ot as a reward from a guest, someone possessing a lot of ot has a high social status. He or she is seen as the rich because they have a lot of ot. He or she can hold a big party or can pay a treasure. Ot itself in the form of a shell has a very high value. Well, now let's listen to Mr. Timo Anuk's explanation as follows.
Sekarang yang tidak ada di tempat, tapi itu dari luar datang dan dia punya nilai itu kadarnya itu lebih tinggi. Lebih tinggi daripada siput-siput yang ada di.
Oh, they do it in the form of shells that do not exist anymore. But they come from outside and have high value. The value is higher than the singles in a place they call Kurwara. Kurwara that we used to see is in the river and in the black swamp. It is usually eaten for food consumption and as ingredients. But snails are consumed. But usually it is like the description that I had mentioned earlier. And the name of the objects are Ote, Jinam, and Wam. In addition, yes, there are piglet, tobacco, and food. When we go for engagement, we bring bananas, taro, and sago, and bring tobacco. Tobacco is always there. If we ask for piglets, they bring them. and we as puppies, they bring them as well. Because pigs, dogs, and tobacco are treasure. A pet dog is used for hunting. There is an economic element, but the economic aspect could get ote. Selling animal gets ote again, but pig hunts to get meat and to eat. But for security, the dog is a guide. So we release the dog in the woods, it could come back home alone. The dog which we could check here exists in here, so we walk with the dog. We cannot get lost with the compass. The dog has the compass bow. I've been strolling many times and turning there where the bow is already on the spot. It is another supporting tool to be used as a medium of exchange, or it was used for the payment of a pig. We pay women for engagement. So, is our treasure. If someone kills another person, the killer should be fined with amount of odd.
Listener, Muyu people did trading uniquely. In addition to exchanging goods, they also exchanged trust between two people or individuals to establish relationship with each other. Not just sellers and buyers, but to be strong relationships among friends. This made them closer wherever they were. Although today odd is not used anymore and it's changed with rupiah, odd becomes a cash inheritance which is still believed and held by some people of Muyu as a grip to bring about luck and blessing.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian Wonder today is on Haji Mangku Cave in East Kalimantan. The various attractions offered by the Derawan Islands in East Kalimantan province are indeed tempting for visitors. Not only doing water activities such as diving and snorkeling, tourists who visit the Derawan Islands can also test their adrenaline and courage by visiting one of the caves located not far from Maratua Island, namely the Haji Mangku Cave located in the Payung-Payung village. The name of the Haji Mangku Cave, located only a few dozen meters from the northern coast of Maratua Island, was first discovered by Haji Mangku. The location of this cave is in the middle of a forest surrounded by lush trees. Starting with light trekking through a small forest, visitors must then be extra careful in choosing their footing because some locations have sharp coral footing. Arriving at the location after about 10 minutes walking through shady trees, visitors will be greeted by the edge of the cave which forms a natural pool. To enter this brackish water cave, there are two ways, namely jumping directly from the top of the cave or entering from the mouth of the cave, which is half covered in water. The best time to visit the Haji Mangku Cave is during the day because at the time the sunlight will enter the cave and even penetrate to the inside of the cave. The appearance of the water will also look bluer when compared to coming in late afternoon when the sun is almost setting. This Haji Mangku Cave tourist spot is perfect for those who enjoy nature tourism that challenges their adrenaline. If you like snorkeling, you can explore the depths of this natural pool with the equipment that has been prepared. If you want to jump from the cliffs around the pool, you can also do it from a height of 4 meters. To maximize your trip, you should wear non-slip and comfortable footwear. Leave in the morning so that you don't arrive at the location too late. Bring enough food and drinks for supplies, and most importantly, ask a local guide who can guide you during the trip. That was today's Indonesian Wonder. See you tomorrow.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's music corner presents a traditional song from West Sumatra, Indonesia, entitled Malam Bainai. Malam Bainai, composed by Karim Nur, describes the atmosphere before the wedding day. It tells about the traditional Bainai ceremony, in which the bride's nails are being decorated with mashed red flowers. It is similar to henna nails. The ritual is witnessed by young men and women with a goat curry feast as part of the celebration. When the groom arrives, the bride feels a mix of excitement and nervousness as she prepares to leave her single life behind. Well, listener, here is the song Malam Bainai by Ali Kasim. Happy listening!
Oh, RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Pangkuan abadi sang.